figure right now, Pashmish, figure being Taylor on the Isha's Mako. Now, the Gemara, enough of Vav, Gemara first says four different statements over there. It says, the first is right now, Pashmish, which Shas, when she has the Mako, to tell upon her Mako, if she has the vest, to tell upon her vest. However, if the Dam is Mashuno, then the Mako, then we won't be tell upon the Mako. And the Isha's Nemenah to say she has a Mako. Those are the statements. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch examines each one of the dalos, the pei, the vav. So, to go through all the different problems. First, in Matthias, an Isha that has a mako, or shash mako, usually they send her to Bedekah. And they, first of all, if you go send to Bedekah, you should go right away. They say, Matthias wise, that the Isha Mokrim by an Isha gets healed very quickly. And also, one of the things gets sore very quickly. Therefore, if you wait a day or two to go to a bedekah, and another time to go to a bedekah, usually you will not. It could be things not usually. It could be things change. You end up being mitameh for no reason. And therefore, when you get sent to bedekah, you should go right away. It's not an optimistic wise. Again, that area is very sensitive, and it also heals very quickly. Therefore, you should always go right away when you're told to go. Now, first start off the Torah Beis Yosef. Torah Beis Yosef better starts off with three different points. The first point that being down is the Ramban. We stomach upon Makos of his man as there. Come along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, we're not stomach upon a Mako. Because the Gemara says, by Dab Meshuno, then the Mako, we won't be toiler upon this Dab Meshuno. So the Ramban, since the Manenu, we're not the Kiyim between the Dab, therefore that reason can be Machmer and not be toiler upon a Mako. Fine, that's the Ramban. But he says to being down, the Ben Yeruchim says, it's hard to be Machmer. However, the Torah being down from the Father of the Rosh, the Rashba, or we see clearly among Halacha and Pesach, not that way, that we are going to be toilo upon a Makabiz Manenu. First of all, they say, I the Maisa, we are not the Kim and Dam. The Maisa, you can't take the two Dam of the Fanenu, Gapir, Dam Mashunah from Dam Mako, the Oid Mishum Guno and Kilu, we have numerous Kulas. And this reason, come along the Rishonim, and the first can say, we do not collect them, but we are toilo upon Anisha's Mako. That's one point the Torah may say to discuss. The second point they discuss is what type of mako are we referring to over in the circular? What type of mako? So the Beis Yosef brings down machlokes between the Rashba and the Sefer Truma. The Rashba said this mako, it's even a mako that we do not know for sure as being Moiti Dam. We have to do a bedikah with Shaferis. Even we're not sure if it's Moiti Dam or not, but since the Maitre, she has the mako there, she has pain there, a cut there, whether we know it's being Moiti Dam or not being Moiti Dam, we'll be told upon it. That's the Rashba Shito. Atala Sheni, the Beis Yosef brings down the Sefer Truma, and the Mordechai, and the Goyis Maimonides, the Oid. Note that this Mako we're discussing over here is the Dafka of the Mako is Derek to be Moitzi Dam. La Dafka, we know right now it's being Moitzi Dam. The Mako has to be a case, the Mako is Derek to be Moitzi Dam. That's a second side of the Beis Yosef. A very important Mako like this. The third side of the Beis Yosef in the Torah is when exactly will be told upon this Mako. The way how the Rashba says, and the Pashas, the Rambam, Gam the Shachba says, not the way. If the Rashba says, if we tell upon this Mako, that's even B'Shas Vesto. Even once her vest to tell upon a Mako, why? Because Maisa could say that she has a Mako, we're reading to tell upon something. The Maisa is a vest, so what? Maisa tell upon a Mako, we have a clear what we're telling upon. Instead of Shani, the Maisa say, but Truma, and again, the Beis Yosef being done with Rosh Maimonides, and Mordechai, and all this say, the only time we're going to be tell upon it, Dafka Shloi B'Shachvest. Why? Unless it's the case of the Kesem. Otherwise, we'll come along to be Machmir. Fine, so it comes out, when you read the Beis Yosef, Machlokesim, the Rashba, and the Sefer Truma, the two separate Machlokesim, the Rashba is going to be Mekel on both, and the Sefer Truma is going to be Machmir on both. Comes out according to the Rashba, B'Shachvest will be Mekel, Aleph, and will be Mekel even if you do not know that the Mach is Moiti Dam. Two coolers. Sefer Truma says that guy. Sefer Truma says, we'll only be Mekel. Mach enke b'shas vest will be machmer, and also will be machmer shloi b'shas vest unless you know for sure the moitzi dam. That's clear. Comes out the two set machloikitim, core the natal is ever there, and therefore come out the tevet truma is machmer both, the rashba is mekmer both. So I said, atkan, that's what you saw in the base basis. Come along with shulchan aruch. So first he starts off by the case of mako and doesn't say anything more than gemara yish mako, but it's the mokum tov the dam akosoi. Or he does not say, does he mean the Rashba, does he have a tumor? Is that again about Machlokes? It's very interesting that he saw some over here. It's just left it blank. He does say, however, if it's from Dam, Machlokes, 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 The point is, he goes against him, Banu, or Pelopon Makosu Bizmanenu. He says, however, Damashuno, the loss is, we're going to be Machmer if it's different than the Makosu. Now, first, the shadow is, do you have to compare it or not? You have to bring it, do you have to bring it to Rav and compare Dam Makos to the Dam Yavla Fanenu. So, the way the Rosh explains the Ramban, even though it's not a fortune Ramban, that Eichon Anami, quote, Ramban, has to bring it down and compare the two. However, come on, the Rishonim, and they argue, the Rosh and the Rajba, they disagree, and the main reason why they disagree is you have a Cheska Sarah. She has a Chazoka being Tar, that she is Mutter. You come along, you want to compare the two Dams, why compare the two Dams? I have a Chazoka, the way tells me what Halacha is. We have Chazoka already. Now, based upon that Torah that we're saying we have Chazoka, to come over here, the Pesach Tshuva, and he gets involved with the Sledgesik and Machlaikis, is very important. But he brings it down over here. We're saying the reason why we're being makel by dam, we don't have to compare it. You have a chazak of tar. When does the isha have a chazak of being tar, and when does the isha have a chazak of being tamay? So we'll just look at the chesuvah being down. The three different sheetahs the ikri being down is that the Behuda holds that when she is yimei tuma, she has a chazak of tuma. But yimei levayno, all zaynikim, all 7 days, she also has a chazak of being a chazak of tuma. Until you go out of the all 9 days, the 9 vidikas, or all 7 days, and then she tells an afterwards, we're not going to mikvah for her, but Maisa, once you pass those days, should we have a chazaka being tar? But until you pass those days, then the Nadi Buddha, you have a chazaka being tamay. And for that reason, l'chura, you'll have a case of a dam mako, and you'll have l'chura bring it to Rav. The only reason why the says a shach will be mako, we do not have to compare a dam mako to this dam that came out. Why? You have a chazaka being tar. Will come out, however, you do not have a chazaka being tar, if all 7 days, Yafi Machmer. But the chiddush of the Noda Buddha is what? In all 7 days she has a chazaka being tummy. That's his shito. After the sheni, the Chavadat goes for care. The Chavadat says, first and once they do in Hefzik, and they do Badik on the first day, all 7 days you have chazaka being tar. Chazaka being tar. Therefore, you'll not have this halacha comparing it. You have chazaka being tar all 7 days. That's the way placing all this in between way. There's a third shito that says that the first 3 days she has chazaka being tahar, tamei, and afterwards the chazaka being tahar. It comes out again. This is the tshuva that's bringing you down the machlokes over here. We'll get to not kaminas, we get to bedikas. Seven kuf tzadik vav. What is an isha the zaynikim? The isha the zaynikim, according to Noda Behuda, is she's tamei chazaka being tamei. Come out numerous chumras. According to the chavadah, she's chazaka being tahar, and those are mechalak in the first 3 days and afterwards. That's one you say from the tshuva. Another one is a ikar yamangat chiddush that he discussed over here. What happens to isha? She waited 5 days. 7 days, but you didn't know Hefzik at all. What's the halacha min ha-Torah? It's a Hefzik Torah, a halacha that you need to do min ha-Torah. You have to show that you went from a mind to a mind. It's also you need a Hefzik or not. So derech agav, if it's Rishuv over here being zambah, Sam Sefer, min ha-Torah she tar. Min ha-Torah she goes to mikvah, no problem. We do not need any Hefzik min ha-Torah. Which is better than Yimang, it's Chiddush, when we get to the Sugya, come out of everyone disagrees with Sam Sefer and say, look, hold up off of the Hefzik Torah, and it didn't derive so. Well, that's a side point of the Teshuva. Again, I'm not exactly sure why we're down over here for, but it's a side point to bring down this Machlokes over here also. So again, it comes out by Dam Mishuna, you have to bring it to Rav and not Maisa. We do not collect the Ban, you do not have to bring it down. Why? As you have Chazaka of Cheskes Taira. Maisa will come out, and Nafkamina, what happens to Zainakim? What halacha do we give her during the Zainakim? Is all 7 days Tama, Itar, or we make Nafkamina between the first 3 days or not? There is a second point over there, Taz brings down. What happens if the Dam is with Fanenu? They have to bring it to Rav or not. Not bring it to Rav, it is Lefanenu. The Rav is right here. He has the Dam Mako, he has the Dam Lefanenu. Do you have to compare the two or not? So to answer the Kasha, between the Chur that seems to be a steam in the Torah, is how to answer. It says the Prisha. The difference is, if it's Lefanenu, you don't have to compare it. If it's Lefanenu, Eshul Vure Bekalim, if you have to compare it. That's the Prisha's Teretz. Tamu Mutaz Lalocho, and Verheit, they pass in that Lefanenu, you have to compare it. You have to compare it. Maisa Shach does not bring it down, does not say this you said. Shach doesn't say you have to compare this with Fanenu. So Yesh Lodim the Shach argues, the Kamal the Chavadas, and says the Shach disagrees. The Shach holds Efshlo Vure, you do not have to Mivara. Now, as we mentioned last time, before there's a why. There's a very simple cloud we know, Efshlo Vure, Bekal, you have to Mivara. So why in the world, in this case, won't you have to be Mivara? The Chur sounds like Machlokes Taz and Shach, you have to Mivara not. The Dam is a Fanenu, you have Dam Mak and Dam. Just tell the world, pick it up, and look at the two. Why should there be a machlok to whether they have to mavar or not? The best in Degel Mavova over here sends you to Simon Ayin, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, and also to Simon Tov Lamed Zayin. The best in the Degel Mavova is really pointing out this kasha, is really answering it. Just, it's good to know the story, the klal, when you say Efshel Vuri after mavar. The Makor for this Gemara, Pesachim, Dafdala, the Gemara over there says the person rents the house from somebody else on Pesach, the loch is a chetzis potter. The Gemara discusses the house people Pesach. People rent houses for Pesach. You want to know who's a chais is upon to do the check it. Who are the one? You have to know what is bezmanenu, who is the maskim, and you can assume it's chetzis potter. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina l'shayla, go ask the guy if he checked, if he cleaned it or not. So there is the Makor, we see the Yisoid of Efshel Vuyat Mavar Bekal. That's the Makor of the Yisoid Efshel Vuyat Bekal. The question is, when do we apply this Yisoid?
Only if you rent it on your dollar.
What?
Only if you rent, start renting on your dollar.
It depends on the case, but with Manenu it could be different. Because I want to say the Derek is that the person who rents the place of Pesach expects to be clean. Say it's La Zaf Gidal. Like more than Zaf Gidal, we go even that loud. So again, so we see the Yisoid Eshlu Rebekal. Says the Mogar Ram, Sim Tav Lam Zayin, other places, when do we say the Yisoid? He has two klolim when you say Eshlu Rebekal. One is Bekal. The second one he says, Dafkun is a Cheskes Ifer. The example, he says over there, all around the house is Cheskes Komet. Cheskes Komet, so you have to go check it. You need two klolim, Cheskes Ifer, and you call Eshlu Rebekal. The other place, the Gavav is where the Shach, the Taz is sending to the case of Shechito. Shechita also is a chazaka that was chazaka in a zavuach, and also Efshel Vuyat Bekal. Go find out the sheikh who's a good sheikh. You have two klolim over there. If those are two klolim you need, what two klolim do you have over here? Efshel Vuyat Bekal, very nice. Where's the cheskes what? Cheskes had to. Where's no cheskes is over here?
No.
Chametz. It's chametz. The house, all you men have chametz inside. Yeah, chazak of chometz, don't call it Isra. Chazak of chometz in the house. Chazak of chometz in the house, Efshel Vuyat Bekal, go ask the guy. Shechita, chazkas, and you have also a case of Efshel Vuyat Bekal, come and fire. Over here, what do you have? You have Efshel Vuyat Bekal. Where's the chazak over here? So you look at the Degma Vav, talk about Mazan, you want to say, any time you knew which place you wanted to really say, don't need chazkas, Isra. You need a mila moti, you need a shtaka reyaso. You need to say a shtaka reyaso. A shtaka reyaso, a shtaka reyaso. You have damas neder, you have damas makor, you have a shtaka reyaso. So this machloek is what the get of Efshel Bekal, which you got a study through machloek in numerous cases in Shas, all over the place, different places can discuss it. Because that's what you said machloek over here between the Taz and Shach. Efshel Bekal of Vadis Bekal is Lufanenu. But do you need a second color cheskes iser, or do you need a shtaka reyeso? A mina motzi. So if you need a cheskes iser, no cheskes iser. Therefore the Shach says, you don't have to mavar. If you need to say that roi place can go near a shtaka reyeso Lufanenu, go to shtaka reyeso Lufanenu, or down my main car. That's not before the machloek is. Fine, I'd count that to the Mechaber. Come along, the Ramah makes four different statements over here. Four different cases he discusses. Really, five statements for four cases. He has a case of a person of the Vest Kavur, a case of a person of the Vest Sha'ina Kavur, a case of Yemei Vest itself, and a case of Kesem. Those are the first of four cases. Malacha, what he writes, is that he first settled by a case of Vest Kavur, can be titled upon Shloim Shas Vesta. On the market, even though he not be moitzi dam. On the second case, the vesha in a kavur, he said he could make in two cases: either if something the makor, you have a sex faker, or if it's vadin makor, but you vadin no moitzi dam coming out. That's the second halacha. The third halacha he says, but you may vest. The vest itself, you're not going to be toilah. And the fourth halacha, kesem, you always going to be toilah, even if you may vest. Those are the four halachas he says. Very simple. Now, first, what is the getter of vest, and how do we apply it? So Lachur is saying in the beginning of the Mal, the end of the Mal, Lachur Pasha is the same exact getter. Some of the Vest Kavur are going to be Toiloh. Shloi B'Shas Vesta. What's a Vest Kavur? It either means you have Vest Kavur Mamish, Aflog Yochoydish, or it means the case of Beinani. A person in the Beinani had to get a Vest Kavur. Well, we come on the place and discuss other cases. Let's say a person has a Vest Shumat Hadeshim. Vest Shumat Hadeshim, we know already, is a case when the Isha does not see before a certain amount of days. Isha does not see before 14 days. I'm going to the Mikvah. To the Paiskim. But also that's nichol in the gather of a Vest Kavur, and therefore she'll have the kulas of a Vest Kavur. That's the chavadas, that's the trimming down. She'll also have the gather of a Vest Kavur when she had a mak and she had what to be told upon when before Vest Shumas Hadeshim. No, we only tell them for 30 days. The gather of a Vest Kavur, no.
But the end of the
Siman,
but over here
or
not,
this
did not.
This did not in the Siman, yeah. Correct. Fine, another case they say is the case of Uberes, or Menekes, or the Kano, who also they get a Muslak, some. In these cases they have a get of also a Vest Kavur. Well, these are first the cases. of a vestibule, a get of a mako. So first we see clearly the shach and the place coming down. The case of a mako means lav dafko, even the mako in the makor itself. Even the makor itself. Now what does it mean you have a mako in the makor itself? So in one simple way you can understand, she has this a lining. The lining is fine. She has a mako behind it, and dam is coming from the basar itself. That's one way of understanding it. The mak has nothing to do with the makor. But the way the person say even more than that, they say even the mak is from the lining itself. But since it's not derech to be shed, however, except, and since you did something to cut it, you did an act to it that made the lining be shed, not mitzad the natural state of life, but mitzad that you have a mak there that somehow something, let's say a needle punctured it. That also be nifl the get of a mak, while placing one tina, for those who want to say it that way. Also, and this will also have the cause of get of mak, which says that the mingdan chaz nishan shuva. What? It won't look different. It won't look the same. It'll be the same. The dam nido and dam mak is the same place and look the same thing, except for telephone and mako. It'll be makel. Mutayroi makel tashmir should make it team. Now again, how do you know there are certain, again, the Hadith Islam discussed, there are certain things they can do to an isha when you put in certain instruments that you know for sure that the mako. Certain things that you know for sure. Now usually we don't know for sure, they're hard to know for sure, and if we're not semich upon it, but if you know about those, so the place can lav dafka is it the maki in the boss of the oyster makam, but even the maki in the lining itself, since it's not the sheriff, that also nichol get of a mako. Well, the article discusses this case, the body, others, but they all come big of mechaznish and others that seem to say that this halach is also nichol get of mako. Fine. Another point about maka, they say that when you have a maka, yes, no, right now still there is a maka. The fact that you knew a couple of days ago you had a maka is not a raya. That means you know you had stitches 2 months ago and you want to be titled upon now, that's not enough for raya. Yes, no, right now you still have a maka. Not enough to know that you once had a maka. Or even though you had a maka 2-3 days ago, yes, no, right now still there is a maka. Fine, so that's the call together of maka.
How much time do you have? If you got checked, how much time does
you have to tell on maka? You have to rub, who knows the Messiah. I know a rumor last time by Yom Kippur, he sits by Yom Kippur, he passes, he sits with the doctor next to him. Why? Because Zaloch and Yafel the Messiah. So, whoever knows the Messiah.
Only in Yom Kippur?
No, that's just a giving you an example. The same thing. Also, lab robes, what they do when they get it, they usually tell us the Messiah, they call up a doctor. They usually have their doctor, they call it. It's the part of the Messiah. Fine, that's together of a Veskavua and that's together of a Mako. Now, the Zem Pshat in the Mord, the first the coming, is Makoik Sovir Shach and Taz, Pshat in the Mordechai. There's a basic Mordechai over here. That seems to be a serious Mordechai, but this is a Mordechai. Mordechai in Shur, on Oman Aleph, from the beginning of the Sechta, he starts off saying the words, he's discussing the case of Tel the Vesto. He had in Sif Dalit, he said that we're Tel upon the Vest by Roy Machmas Tashmish. Then when we learned it last time, we mentioned the 4 different pshatim. 3 pshatim were one's Rashi, Vespo Kilkul, or the Balamor, is the Vest Aguf, or you have Beker Roy Bishan, the Samach of Vest. There was a Mordechai's pshat. Come along, the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says that Bishas the Vest, then Shloi Bishas Vest will be Mekel. Will tell upon a Mako, will tell upon Dam Tor. Those are the words of the Mordechai. The Shal is, what do those words mean? What do those words mean? The two ways to understand this Mordechai. Again, the words of the Mordechai is, when you have a vest kavua, shaloi b'shas vestel, you'll be totally on v'meikol. You'll be meikol. Now, what does that mean? The two main ways, machlok yitaz and shach, is it the Mordechai being machmer over everybody, or is he being meikol over everybody? Is he being meikol or machmer? The way the shach understands it, the pasha of the words are he's saying, is that betem, what happened? You have a vest kavua to see on day cholchaz. Anytime you found beforehand, you'll be told upon a mako. Does she have a mako? We have no idea she has a mako. We have no idea she has a mako. But since we know that she has a vest kavua, we'll be told upon a mako. No, we have no idea there's a mako. That means the Mordechai will be making over everybody. When there's a vest kavua, we'll make him totally. Mako? No idea. No, that she even thinks she doesn't have a mako. Still, we'll tell upon a mako. That's the way the Shach, and that's Pashas reading the Beis Yosef, Dak and Moshe, they seem to go this Mahalach, and the going north goes this way. There will always be told upon a vest. Whether you know you have a maka or not, a kula, a stack of kula. A salad shiny. It has the back of mama shaker.
How do you think of the vest like that?
Oh, she has a vest kula, she saw it 20 days, 30, 30, 30, whatever it is, she has a vest kula.
No, but how you like her a vest kula?
How you like when you pass it, you don't see. The pass, you don't see, you like a vest kula. But she has a vest kula. And then she saw her, she loves her vest kula, but hope of her maka was Mako. Why? Because it's not the derech, we're to see. We're telling about Mako. the magus kulo. Tell us, Shem, it has about it. Mamashu akaret. They say that this Indian is really a hemshech. You don't read the Gemara's two statements. The Gemara saying tell b'shas ves or tell b'makos. You need two things. You need her to have a ves kibul aleph. You need for her to have a mako. And when you have both and mishlo b'shas ves, then you'll be makul. I mean, not like the Rishonim say we tell just upon b'shas ves or shlo b'shas ves. Rashi and the Rama everyone being makul shlo b'shas ves. Come on, Mordechai being machma over everybody. Think what? You need a ves kibul. You need a mako, and when Shloim B'Shas Ves Kavua with a mako, then it will be Mekel. That's the Taz, not the Shach. I'm sorry, that's the Taz, not the, that's the Taz, and that's the Bach. That's the first Machlokes Pshat in the Mordechai. Now come out, that's the, basically the whole Machlokes, and go through the long Taz and Shach, and because the Kesef of what he said we had on the standard. So first, what comes out, we'll explain it. First, what comes out if you're the Taz? Well, first the Taz again comes out. He said, "I have a Mordechai." The Mordechai and Bethlehem, of course, the serious Mordechai. The Mordechai on Omer Aleph sounds like the Shach, and on Beis sounds like the Taz. The Gaon really is point blank, of course, the serious Mordechai. But again, the two different Mordechai. The way the Taz says it, the Mordechai needs both. You need a Mako, and also you need a Ves Kavu. You need both. And this Mako, of course, is also the Mako being Moiti Dam, says the Mordechai. The only Shoyi B'Shas Ves. That's the Mordechai says. They come along the Taz and says, for that reason, we basically have four cases in the Ramah. First case in the Ramah says, Ramah, there'll be a total upon a Makkah, Shloi B'Shas Vesta, even though you're not being Moiti Dam. Even though you're not being Moiti Dam, that's the first case in the Ramah. So the Taz, what do you want? It's against the Mordechai. Plain and simple. The Mordechai, according to his understanding, is what? It's Makkah, Shas Veskavur, Shloi B'Shas Vesta, when it's being Moiti Dam. So he said, it's against his Mordechai. It's against his Mordechai. Therefore, he offers the first halacha of the Ramah. He argues. The second case of the Ramah, the Ramah come along and says, Shloi B'Shas Vesta will be Mekel. Why? Either in a case where you're not sure where it's coming from, abstract Mekel, or in a case where you know it's coming from a carbon, rather be Moiti Dam. Before again, it's against the Mordechai. Why is Mordechai saying you need two things, you need Mako and you need Veskavua? It's not a Veskavua. The first two halachas of the Ramah come along with Taz, who are arguing both halachas. Because again, the Taz says, I need two things. I need Mako and I need Veskavua. I need a Bate Mako. That's being Moiti Dam in the Ves Kavur. The first case of Ramah, we don't have Bade Moiti Dam. Second case of Ramah, I don't have Ves Kavur. So who is arguing the first two halachas of the Ramah? The halach of the Ramah, they would tell you that be Machma, be Yemei Ves, that Mechuri agrees with. And the fourth halach of Kesem, Mechuri agrees with. That we tell upon Kesem. Why not tell the Taz goes, he arguing the first two halachas of the Ramah. Come over the Shach, and he disagrees. The Shach says, the Shitasai, that he has the Wap Etz and the Mordechai is being Mekel totally, Shloi B'Shas Ves. Be Mekel. How he says, if so, why does Ramah come along and say a case that we know there's a Mako, except we don't know being Moiti Dam, even we don't know there's a Mako? Again, according to the Shach's Mordechai, Ves Kavur is enough. Why need a case of Mako at all? Why need Mako for it? So the Shach to answer this, because that's from all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rashi all arguing the Mordechai. But maybe they'll all agree to the Mordechai when you have a Mako, even though we don't know it's being Moiti Dam. So the Makor for the Ramah says the Shach is from the Mordechai. Which Mordechai? The Mordechai says to tell B'Shas Ves Kavur. B'Shas Ves tell B'Shas will tell upon a Ves Kavur. Now we tell upon it when only we know that we have a Makos. Why so other Rishonim shall argue? That's how the Shach says it. Therefore he goes to his Maker on the first case. On the second case there more, the arguments have Svek Seker, we'll get back to it, doesn't hold the claw of Svek Seker. And the third and fourth case, he agrees also by case of you may Ves, he'll be Machmer, unless he says you have a gosha, but simply you know the dam's coming out. In Kesem, he'll be Mekel. Fine, that's first what comes out of Taz and Shach. Now to explain what's going on. So again, we have Ramah, the first case of Ramah. The Ramah is very simple. He says you have a Mako, and you do not know being Moiti Dam, you'll be Telo if you have Ves Kavur. If you have Ves Kavur, you'll be Telo Shlo B'Shas Ves. Now it comes out that at them, there really are three different shitas over here. There is Ramah, Mice is Mekel. And the way the Shach understands it, the way the Shach explains it, is why he's turning upon the Mordechai with a Yisrafa. Mordechai with a Mako. The way how the Goyin and the Bachim understand it, no, that's the Mordechai is Mekel even without a Mako. Except, we mentioned earlier that we have a Rashba Shito. The Rashba says, can we tell upon a Mako, we do not know be Moiti Dam. Says the Bach and the Goyin, but see if the Rashba. But at them, the Ramah is going in an in-between stage. He took the Mordechai with the tzir for the Rashba. But it comes out, they both agree the halacha. Say the Shach. inside the basket, they're going to Ogil Alachal with Tzemach Pan Ramah. He's passing like Ramah. Question, where did the Ramah get it from? The Ramah get it only from the Mordechai, that's the Shach, or get it with the Mordechai with the Rashba? That's the going in the Bach. And then we have a third Malach, is that is the Taz, says the Og is holy upon this Alachal. He said, because the Mordechai is not discussing this, the Mordechai is saying you need two things, the Beth Kavor and Vada Moiti Dam. Therefore the Taz argues. Those are the three ways to do with the Ramah. Either you agree totally, and again, either agree totally, either mitzad that the Mordechai or mitzad itself or the Rashba, or you come to argue mitzad the Taz. That's the first half of the Ramah. The second case of the Ramah, when you have a case of Resha and a Kavur, come on to the Ramah, the Ramah says you can be made holy in two cases. One case, not sure if the dam is coming from the Makor, he's making mitzad Svek Sveko, or you know for sure it's coming from the Makor, it'll be Mekul, when you know Vadavi Moishi Dam. Now, first take the case of Svek Sveko. That's when you said Svek Sveko over here, the numerous kashas they ask mitzad the Klom of Svek Sveko. And just the kitzah, what the kashas are, and how they answer the kitzah. So you say the sick, they bring it down all over, what to do with the shach over here. But the shach argues. Shach says, you don't have a svek svek. What's a svek svek over here? Maybe it's from the makor, maybe it's from the tzad. And even from the makor, maybe it's from the makor, maybe not from the makor. That's a svek svek. Betzim, when we come over the place, come over here, and there are four different kashas. One kasha, the shach himself is, the shach over here sends you to two places. He writes, I mean the Klal Svek Seiko, and Simukov Yod, by Klal Yud Aleph and Klal Yud Gimel seem to say not that way. What's Yud Aleph, what's Yud Gimel? So the Klal of Yud Aleph is a case, I want you to know from Ksubis, not this, that the Klal of a Svek Seiko, it has to be two Sebet Svekos, and not the same Sophic. It can't be Shem Oin and Schatu. Loshon Pais can't be the same Sophic. That means you can't say, maybe it came from here, came from here, came from here. That's three different Svekos. It's all the same Sophic, here or there. It's all one Sophic. Therefore, it says the Shachur, it's all one Sophic. Maybe it came where? From the Makar. Maybe it's a Maka, maybe it's a Makar. There's no two separate Svekas over here. What's a Maka or Tad? Or what's a Makar or Tad? And Makar, maybe it's a Maka. That's a multi Sophic. Is it sharing and learning or is it not? It was a Maka. It's all one Sophic. Shame on Yisadu. That's one Kasha that the Shachur is. This, the way how they want to answer it. If you read the Machta Shekel or the Ketubim Gnav Nadi Behuda, they just want to answer the klal of Svek Shekel that we say Shem and Chadu is that one Sophic is not being massive over the second Sophic. It's not a Sophic. If there's a Sophic, one Sophic over another, two Sophic Svekis. What's a Sophic over here? The Sophic is, let's say Dam comes from the Makar. However, it's a Mako. It's a Mako. Do you say Makar, Makar, Maitame or not? Come on, Machta Shekel. So, no, they want to say you say Makar, Makar, Maitame. That means, if it's from the Tzad, you won't say Makar Makar Maitame. If it's from the Makar, you say Makar Makar Maitame. So Nafkamina Fuwa from Tzimu V'Tara. So between the two Svekas and Nafkamina, if it's from the Tzad, from the side, then the Dhamma comes out, it's Tar, you Tar, it's Tar. If it's from the Makar, what's the Alokha? The Makar, a Mak of the Makar, the Makar Makar Maitame. So you have a Nafkamina between the two Svekas, so not Shem on Yitzchadu. That's the way they want to answer. And we Paskin, we pass Makom Tami is. We pass it is. However, what you're asking is that there is a Machlaikis, how to understand the Machlaikis. There is a Shiloh, if Makom Tami Tami, everybody agrees to say Makom Tami, we do say. But do we say it by a Mach in the Makar? That's the truth Mahava wants to argue and say we will not say in the Mach in the Makar. They even want to say Shem on the Chadu. That's what the Pekah Truth means to bring down from the truth Mahava. Point. That's one kasha over here of the Svek Sveko. A second kasha of the Svek Sveko over here says the Shach, he sends you back to Klolim of the Sapech. Not the Sapech. You can't do it backwards. You can't say, maybe it's from the Kor, and even if it's from the Kor, maybe it's from the Tzad. It doesn't make any sense. The Kor is not the Tzad. It's not the Sapech. So again, they want to answer the right from over there. No, you don't need a Klolim of the Sapech. When you learn the Sugya of Svek Sveko and the Sapech, the way the Shach says it, it has to be something that you can start my chod behind my high. Why start one over another? So that's the chronological order how to start the Sophic. Example, the case in the Gemara is you have a lion with a tiparian, a nail inside it. Sorry, you have a lion that has nails, and they found your animal with a nail in the back. So if the lion attacked it, then what happened? The nail came in the back. We'll say it's a lock of a treifa. So what happened? You found your animal with a nail in the back. You're not sure, first of all, the lion went to the room or not. And even went to the room, maybe what happened, the nail went to the wall, the guy scratched his back to the wall. That's the case of Svek Sveko. Svek Sveko, why is Svek Sveko? Because if you say that the nail, that the law, if you say that the male came to the law, you can't say the law went to the umanat. That's the kasha. Says the shach himself and kufiyot. Because first, how do you declare a shofik? First, the law going to him. That's the first thing. That's the order. How to declare the shofik? First, they go to him. Went to him. Then, where they get it from? They get it from the line. They get it from the wall. Also, first you declare where the dumb coming from. Makor from the tzad. What do you know from Makor? It's a makor, not a makor. This is a way of clearing a sofik. The Rosh, when he always gets to share about this, he always says, the first thing is, that's what the best to clear a sofik. Yeah, you have to know how to say the word. Get something this way. What's the sofik first? Sofik first is from the Makor or from the makor. That's the first thing. Once it's from the Makor, and now you can start clearing it. First time it's Makor from the tzad. And once you know from the Makor, you have to know it's a makor, not a makor. That's how to clear the sofik. No shalom in the tape. No my chodim. Why stop that way over the other way? I'll tell you why stop this way over that way. That's how you clear the topic. That's the first thing you have to clear.
No.
You have done. First, you want to know where it comes from. The Rosh says no. That's the Rosh says. But you have to know the clear topic. You always switch your words around. But then no, this is the topic. Is it makor or is it mako? Is it makor or tad? Now it's makor. We start clearing the mako, not mako. Yeah. Fine. A third child of the Gedolah Pais can be asked to bet in the Pazis Kash and Simchot Tzadik and the beginning of Chot Tzadik and Tukon Beis that by the Isha, she has Dam came out from her. The klal is that let's say Dam came out, we assume she's from a Roy Dam from the Makor and only that, she went to Beis Hamikdash, she'll be Chayav Chatzis. So we know for sure that Dam, we assume that a Dam, what's the subject we have? Maybe it came from the Tzad, maybe it came from the Makor. We always assume it came from the Makar. Why dumb from the Makar? Why in the world should we assume it came from the Tzad? Why is it a sex cycle? What Sophic? It doesn't really even count. We have a Sophic, what? Maybe Makar, not Makar, Gevalvik. But maybe it's the Makar, maybe from the Tzad? We're dumb from the Makar, and not only that, we assume it always from the Makar. As a matter of fact, the Tzad, Shlomo, Oleg, Gedolah, Paiskim, Avadi assume it's the Makar. There's no second Sophic over here. So, again, they come on to answer. There are either two main ways of answering. One is true, you have Roiv Dam is from the Makor, we assume it came from the Makor, but also we know Roiv Nashim did not see Dam Akhmas Tashmish. So it's Roiv versus Roiv, if it's a Sophic or Shokol. That's one way of saying it. Or the other way, the Tyra and the Chach Masodim, they're discussing what we mentioned last time. Do you need, by sex sake, do you need both of them to be Shokol or only one of them to be Shokol? Come on, the Chach Masodim, we want the Paskin, and the Tyra, they want to say that true one Sophic or Shokol is a Mako. Is the Mako not a Mako? Now the second Sophic, we don't need to be shuckled. What's he say? Why? We have shuckled 50-50. Now you have a drop more to tilt it over. So you have Roiv already. It's smoich mir al chazakel. It's smoich mir to Sophic. He left with Roiv. They come along the Sittayah and the Chokh Masodim, they want Taino, that you do not need the both sex to be shuckled. Only one of the shuckles enough. Now as you mentioned last time, that's not communal by Eshes Kain. We have a sex cycle. Smoich mir al chazakel. That's how they want to answer it. A fourth shall discussed, also very sadistic, is that very nice. Let's say you have a spec cipher, you answer all the kashas, it isn't a topic, and it's not Shimon Chadu, and we might say it's Tavaka Shokol. Let's say it goes all the things. Fine, you have a spec cycle, but we know Klal, Simon Kobez, Dovish Yishlamatir, my people will play bottle, we don't say by spec cycle. Very nice. It is a spec cycle. Maitha, what's the big deal? It's one of matter. And the Kesef says talking about Zayin Nekiyim, very simple. What are you going to do? Just wait. Go 5 and 7. And she's Mutter 12 days later. Tavish Yishlam Atirim. Very simple. Mutter 12 days later. So in fact, on the page, she says it depends on Shulchan Aruch have, but the standard Shulchan Aruch has on the page the Nachlas Tzvi. Some of them might, the new ones might have in the back. But the Nachlas Tzvi, who is the Pesach Tshuva, the same person, the Pesach Tshuva wrote a Pirish. Nachlas Tzvi, on this page, is a Kasha. Tavish Yishlam Atirim. Let's say it is sex second. Tavish Yishlam Atirim. What? Wait. What? Right, so? What?
Don't say by Hefzid.
What's Hefzid? Well, every time you can't use it today, use it tomorrow. Every time. Waiting is Nifl Dov Yishma Atirim, right? Chodosh. We're not sure. We wait, right? Pesach. We're not sure. We wait.
Only if you can eat it once. If you can eat it
both,
then you do
it on both days. Oh, it's Kamal Nachasvi. On page, he gets involved in Noda Beauty, everyone's saying. But he had different truths from because Lav Dabki Papa likes the Noda Beauty. But the Italian Noda Buddha is that the klal of the Dovshish Matim, which is Dachman Behet, is something you can only eat one time. Question, eat it today, eat it tomorrow. Eat it tomorrow. But something you can eat today and tomorrow, the case, for example, was today's Mukso. Dovshish Matim. But that eating it, the Seder. But instead using it, I want to use today and tomorrow. If I use it tomorrow, it doesn't help me for today. I lost out my assumptions for today. The whole Yisrael Dovshish Matim, why use it today, use it tomorrow? That's something you can only use one time. Something you use common for, but you don't say this Yisrael, he says it's going to be Yudah. It's still the Chorvah also. Very nice, you matter 12 days later. But my sister, right now, you ask the Tashbash, you want to matter both of them. It's one territory, the Nachas Tzvi says. The second territory you want to tie up is very good with the Paisim hold of Choyzi Vanessa, not Dov Shishim Atirim, it's going to be Choyzi Vanessa. So another territory you want to get involved with Dov Shishim Atirim, you would not say against the Cheskes Heter. This case has a case of a Cheskes Heter. Those are spoilers you throw out. What? Right, so he says, it goes in the case where you want to ask it, wait 5 and 7, see if it has a factor. Those are the three tools that he throws around, and all of them, each three of those two tools is my focus. Fine. Those are the four shells I have on this black cycle.
Yeah,
what's the
tsar? We
don't find that the Shishim Atirim. The tsar that I want to eat it now, and it's Chodesh, I have to wait tomorrow, or Shabbos. I want to eat on Shabbos. I'm eating Shabbos. I have to wait till after Shabbos. Lo shem manu dolgezer. The basis nails on Shabbos. It caused me tsar. I'm going to eat it. Never. I still don't know but Shabbos. There's my team. All 1,000 eggs are offered. I never heard of that to the sign. Even as if Chayyim don't say, right?
What do you mean, even?
Fine. That's my sir, what the Ramah says. Now, La Locha, do you pass him like the Ramah? The Ramah, at the end of the day, true the Shach wants to argue, say there is no sex cycle. Over there, the true brings down two other ways. Either we do pass him like the Ramah straight up, how the crazy place, you know, the Yudin, all this passing away, after Shekel. Or there's a Chavadas over here, it says the only time we send upon the Ramah is only when you do not have our Gosha. Therefore, we're dealing with Istri upon him. Otherwise, the ones will be Makel. So, where the Bade pass, because you said we have to be Choshes of the Chavadas, you say you can only be Makel by the sex cycle, only when the case is not Gosha. With no Gosha, it comes out that if you have dam that came out, you'll be making mitzvah. You have no Gosha. Says the Chavadas, therefore you should not do Vediko. If you do Vediko, you're making a Savka Gosha. Savka Gosha be Machmer. Therefore, you won't be make upon the sex cycle where the Bada is being Machmer. Comes out, they can only make only fine dam that came out. They cannot be, or in Yosef Megris, let's say. Otherwise, you cannot be Mekel if you do a Vediko. Why is Shasha Gosha, and therefore it comes to be cautious for Shach? Fine. That's what, again, so it came out, we already discussed the first two halves of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying two things. First of all, either by Ves Kavua, or anything going to that, like a Chumas Nesh and Mechulu, then we'll be Mekel if we know Vade Moit, we'll be Mekel, even though we don't know Vade Moit Sidam. And Ves Sha'ene Kavua, so Shaila will be Semech upon or not, upon the Tzvek cycle. Now, the one basic, very basic Shaila is how far to take this Heter. Meaning, so we have again the Heter, Ramah has two different cases by Ves Kavua versus Sha'ene Kavua. Is it a Heter Dafka Roy Machmas Tashmish, or is it also a Heter by Zayin Nekiyim? Which one is it going by? Tashmish, when you read the Ramah, Machlokes had to read the Ramah going Dafka Roy Machmas Tashmish or Zayin Nekiyim. The way the place coming down, the Shach, the Imei, come on, all the places can go this way. At times, this one's a Heter Dafka Roy Machmas Tashmish. All these clues, all these Heterim is Dafka Roy Machmas Tashmish. Why either Mitzah the Shach, Mishum, Iguno will be Mekel, or Mitzad of Kir Eger, Mitzad of Vesus, Rabban will be Mekel, which you look at the Chavnish, will be Nachmin between the two reasons, upon Iku only Mekel, Mitzad Roy Machmas Tashmish. Otherwise, we will not be Mekel. So it comes out that Iku, these kulos, Yesh Lodin with Semech upon, true, there is Archa Shulchan that says it with Semech upon these kulos, even by Zainakim, how Iku is from Gol, like the Shach, that only with Semech upon these kulos by Roy Machmas Tashmish, and not for other cases. If so, what don't I suggest it was Pelopa Mako? So, but it could come along the Shach and says, when he gets to the third case of Ramah, he says, this heter of with Toilo, Sha'ena B'Shach Vest, he says, this whole entire thing is Dafka, we're not sure if Dam is coming out. But let's say he knows for sure Dam is coming out, that everyone, now we know Dam is coming, this Maka is a Maka, not right now Dam coming out. We know this Maka, the Derek is for Dam to come out, then says the Pelopa, then we will be making of a Zayin Nekiyim. That means if we don't know that this Maka is being Moitzi Dam, we don't know, that means the Derek is the Maka either not to, or we don't know if it's being Moitzi Dam, place can be a Kamachmer. The only time we make a way Machmer Tashmish. So again, so why is everyone going Medex and then we title upon it? The wise of the Shach, that's Dafka again, we don't know. But we do know, we know that the Maka is Moitzi Dam, that's Derek, whether Vesha Enikvu or Veskivu, then we'll be Samech upon it. Then we will be Samech upon it. That means it's very important that when you go to a bedek or somebody, that they should know, not to say you have a makkah. A makkah will call a lock is not enough. Unless they say it's a makkah that's derek, it's a moiti dam. But if you have to say that this makkah is something that is moiti dam. And right now, it's very soft, very, very sensitive. And some of it's moiti dam. This mark is all moiti dam. Tak is dam. She is scarlet. That's not enough. That's not enough. You have to know that mark is moiti dam. Find the third halacha, the Ramah, the one comes along and says that you may invest in self kamaisa, we will not be makel, even if you know the mark is being moitzi dam. You won't be makel. That means he says whether it's tumat dafka, either that's kavua or oinabainis, or the chavadas and moitzif, if kachuvah is moitzif, any day after oinabainis. That means once you hit your that's kavua or your oinabainis, or any day after your oinabainis, chilo oil material, if for that reason the person will be machmer on any market, even if you know the market is moitzi dam. Says the shach, and except if you have a gosha that this right now that the dam itself is coming out, why? Because then you won't have a svar b'chilo el material. You don't have a svar anymore. So it comes out that again when you go to bedekah, she tell you you have a makel. Fine, will be makel if she says straight out that she knows that is the derech moitzi dam. However, we will not be makel by yimei vest, or you will not be makel on the basis of past that, unless there's, I guess you see right now the dam itself is coming out. The yavadi, you see dam coming out. The yavadi, you assume that's where it came from, Mukura. The last halacha for kesem is a simple halacha that were told upon the kesamim by makas. Now, pashas the place kima, they point out is whether you may vest, not you may vest. All the cases were told upon kesamim when a person says she has a makas, whether you know moitzi, whether you know it's not being moitzi. Well, that's who comes after them all. Next halacha is tivov and tivzayin. Tivov is a nem for ishah says she has a makas or isa makoyim. That's better for she gemara. It's machlokes gemara between Rebbe Shem Gamliel, we pass from the kula. Barley, the Meister Pesachim say, especially with Zmanenu, and Lashim, not Nemun say Barley, that they assume that's not from Makar. They don't know this Indian, they're not sensitive to know if it came from Makar or not. The Sivzayin is the case where the Tumma Tadess is Chiddish, it says, what is Nichol and the Gedder we know being Moitzi Dam? Again, they bring it up from the Gedder to us, because we hold that again, that we need to, Mitzad Zayin Akiyim, we need to know it's Moitzi Dam. We need it to be Moitzi Dam. So what's Nichol and the Gedder being Moitzi Dam? Come along to the Mechab and he has, look at two cases. One case is, well, every time she does a bedik in that place, that specific area, she on the bedik floor, there is a spot of dam there. Now, the words of the Mechab is, kol zman she bedeket, every time. How long is every time? That means one bedikah, she gets out and she's dam on the side. So, what's halacha? The halacha was sending upon her or ladanak. Why is not kol zman? Needs every time. That means one bedik floor she brings to the other and finds dam on the side. So what usually most of you all say, go to Bedekes. Why go to Bedekes? Why can she say she has a makor? Why? Because it's simple. Because you need three times. The Kol Zman, you know, a bunch of times. How much is Kol Zman? So the Paiskim, about the Shulchan or the Pitaro, they say how much is Kol Zman? Kol Zman is three times. He's three times. I mean, Erech Lamed, he did three times, maybe each larger than maybe Kisemek upon it. But the less than three times, if either Ishi comes with one Bedekes and says, I have the makor, you want to say she has a makor, why do you have to go to Bedekes and go find out if she really has a makor or not? That's the Aleph. Well, you don't want to tie no. What?
Sorry? She feels that she has a market.
Oh, so well, you don't want to tie no. This whole entire locker in the Mechaber says the Chavadas and the Behuda and the Badei Pasma way is that when she knows she has a market. I mean, she knows she has a market, then there'll be title upon it and says that this is the same side. Sam, she has no idea what. She has no reason to assume she's a market. You know, stitches and give birth, nothing. No reason to assume she has a makor. And she found dam on the side. That might still won't be enough also.
Even after three times?
Even after three times. It says three times is enough when she knows she has a makor. Otherwise, it won't be semich upon it. One, and the second case of the makor is also semich upon it when she has tzar every time touching it. Of course, she has tzar touching it, which really ties the moist in the case. Let's say she had another case being moisty dam, she knows for sure, is when she had dam came out with tzar. Fine. An hour later, she has no tzar, and she has, but she did a bedika, and she found dam. So it has also nichlan geder be moitzi dam, and it's nichlan avad moitzi dam. Why? Because since an hour beforehand, she still had pain and still moitzi dam. So we assume that the blood never left that area. But every else example, some punches in your nose, right? So what's the law? You know you have bloody hands. So first of all, where do you assume it came from? You look in the mirror, you know where it came from, right? Same thing. She has tzar, and she has dam. You know it came from moitzi makom. 5 minutes later, he sees the blood inside his nose. He knows where it came from. It just didn't leave. It just didn't dry off. Same thing. Nichlan geder be moitzi dam. He knows the cut was 5 minutes earlier. Fine, the blood never left. Same thing by an isha. She knew an hour ago that she had dam. came up with pain, so we know 100% that she had a makkah there. An hour later, we assume, now how much later, I'm not sure, but you know, an hour later, she does a bedikah, she finds dam there, of course, we tell her on the makkah, that's the moisty dam. When I can, just Hebel and Zayin, there's a lot more over here, especially going to the Indian, the doctors, when the Nemo and the not Nemo, maybe a little bit we'll go to next time. After tomorrow, if one wants, is the Pasuk Matoya Loisas and Iti. So, this is the right, over there, the place in the skull of Loisas and Iti is the Isser to have different images in your house. For example, the place in the skull, can you have dolls in your house? It's an Isser the right, so maybe. Or can you have pictures of stars and moons? And the guest of the Pasuk is tomorrow morning. That's not sure. How's